Stock Investing Q&A with Invested IQ. Let's jump into our question. The question is, what is a dividend? So this is a great question, especially for those that are looking to invest in any particular stock out there. There are definitely stocks that pay a dividend and stocks that do not pay a dividend. So let's talk about the importance of these dividends and what they are. Number one, the dividend is basically an amount of money that a company will pay out on a per share basis. So if you have a dividend of, let's say, 30 cents, that means they're going to pay 30 cents per share to the shareholders that actually own their stock. Now, let's talk about this because I just mentioned that not every company out there will actually pay a dividend. So let's talk about this. Number one, you can do some very, very quick research to find out if your stock, in fact, pays a dividend or not. Okay, you can do some very quick research online about your company and find out very, very quickly. Now, let's talk about the dividend. Number one, the dividend is very important because if you're going to own stock, you are eligible to receive the dividend that is being paid. Okay, now, there are some things and some caution that we need to adhere to when we're looking at a dividend paying company. Okay, number one, there are definitely companies that pay dividends and those that don't, as we mentioned earlier. There are also companies that pay a very high yield dividend and some that pay a very low yield dividend. Now, this is very interesting. Sometimes people will say, well, if I'm going to own the stock, and by the way, you have to own the stock to receive the dividend. In fact, there's a specific date that the company will issue, and if by that date you are not a current shareholder, then you are not eligible for the dividend. So don't think that you can just buy shares the day before they pay the dividend and you're going to get it. Okay, there's a specific time frame prior to that date. So there's a date that they actually record who is a shareholder, and there's a date when it is actually given out to the shareholder. So you just need to make sure that you are a shareholder by the date of record before they actually pay the dividend out. Okay, now if you are a shareholder, you will receive that dividend. But here's the interesting thing. If you do a little bit of research on high yield dividends, you'll find that there are some companies that pay an extremely high dividend. But don't be fooled, because oftentimes the dividend appears to be extremely high simply because the stock price has underperformed. So for example, if I have a company that's not moving at all, meaning the stock price or the stock value is not moving at all, and they pay a very modest dividend, it's not going to seem like much. So for example, oftentimes dividends are referred to as a percentage. So they may say this company pays a 1.5% dividend or a 105 dividend a year to their shareholders, which means you could basically make over the year and over the several times that they pay the dividend, usually a quarterly, you could make 1% on whatever it is that you own. Okay. Now there's some companies out there that will say you get a 14% dividend, and you think, wow, I would much rather have a 14% dividend than a 1% dividend. The problem is when you look at the stock price, maybe the stock price was a $40 a share company at the beginning of the year. And by the end of the year, they had lost half of that. Now they're a $10 a share company. But they did not change the dividend. So they pay the same dividend. Well, naturally, if that dividend when they started was relatively high, let's say it was a 7% dividend, and now the stock dropped in half, now it's going to reflect a 14% dividend. So be careful, because that dividend that is being paid out certainly will not make up for everything that you've lost on the stock throughout the year. So one thing to be cautious of is you want to find a healthy dividend paying stock, but you do not want the extremely high dividend paying stocks, because sometimes that's a clear, simple case to say there's something going on with that particular company. And the bottom line is if you're gonna own stock and you wanna make a little bit of extra quarterly, then you might wanna consider stocks that pay dividends. And we wanna stay somewhere in the range of 1 to 5% on the annual dividend is something that is healthy. Again, it's not a recommendation. It's just an idea that you can explore in the market. But that is the definition of what a dividend is.